Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9:08 on Get Her Done Tuesday
morning.
Who
just crossed you?
Oh, my mom.
You told your mom if you're lucky enough?
No, she goes, because I said, oh, you know, I'm sure they have hurricane insurance. I'm sure they have those shutters. And she writes me, no, we don't have shutters or the insurance. I'm like,
Oh.
So I said, if you're lucky enough to make it through this one unscathed, you better get on that.
Oh, I thought you were threatening somebody.
Oh, no.
What did you hear her say?
Well, she's like,
I didn't have time to type it out.
Something
so I just
about
clocked
unscathed.
It and put it down.
You better get on it. And I'm like, Jesus.
No.
Who crossed you?
She didn't. I literally can't believe they've lived down there for 10 years now and they don't have hurricane insurance or shutters.
I imagined it's Riley's roommate at college and you're telling him you're going to rough him up if he doesn't get with the program.
Hello. Florida Georgia Line. Yes.
What about them?
They're doing a couple shows here. Concord on the 15th and the Shoreline on the 16th. And we have tickets to those shows all this week. So you'll win tickets for one of the shows if you're calling number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. We're doing this every hour from 9 to 4. Lots of chances to win tickets to go see Florida Georgia Line. Call right now, 800-400-3697.
That's the same number you can send us text. Any kind of comment is fine.
Sure.
Nice stuff's usually best.
We like that.
We appreciate that. But,
true.
You know, if you really have had a bad weekend, it was hot, I know.
You take it out on us. We're strong.
We're paid to take that crap.
Yeah.
It's part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
My family, 510 says, my family and I went on vacation in July to Colorado and saw Santana at Red Rocks. Talk about amazing. Mm. Yeah, I've never been to a show at Red Rocks. I hear it's the ultimate concert venue.
They do say
of
it's
all
so
the places.
There.
I guess I should mention, first of all, thanks again to Carlos Santana for coming in.
His wife came with him, too. That
Cindy,
was exciting.
Chad.
Yeah, Chad.
That was the muscle?
Yeah, that's his heavy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm just a friend. Whatever. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah.
And Alan.
Of course, Alan.
Bananas, of course.
We didn't even get to mention his dates. So he's going to be playing down south, Carlos Santana and his band, playing down south on the 11th in Anaheim. But then he's doing 8 shows in Vegas at the House of Blues. And then he's doing another residency January into February in 2018. So you can get these dates at santana.com. But I was pretty surprised to see that. Well, I guess not because he has a home there, but 8 shows.
It's great.
Just set up your gear, I guess, and
go
come
home,
back
sleep
the next
in your own
day.
Bed at night. That's got to be great.
Pretty good stuff.
Yep.
2 years ago, my son played music on the street in Sausalito. Carlos Santana walked by and gave the 3 teenagers $100 each and left. They were scratching their heads wondering who the guy with the hat was until 5 minutes later when he came back and asked if he could play one of the guitars and played with them for 5 minutes.
My son
played keyboard with Carlos Santana.
Wow.
I almost died when I heard the story. The adults were all freaked out.
I'll bet they were. The kids are like, who's this now?
Probably Bess, otherwise they might have been nervous.
Might have freaked out. I know. We get some knees knocking in this studio.
Oh, mines were knocking.
Did you love that? Were you okay with that?
Oh, my gosh. When I first met him, I was like to myself, are your knees shaking? Yes, they are, myself said back. And then they were still shaking. And when he was talking, I felt like I really could, if I didn't block it back, I really could have cried just because he's so amazing. But I was, you know, I don't want to be an idiot. So, and then once he leaves, my knees stop shaking.
Yeah.
Like when I was talking to you.
It's good that you didn't cry because believe me, no one would ever let you forget it on this
show. I held back.
Yeah,
if the Church of Santana isn't a real thing, it should be amazing.
I know that was very.
I joined that church.
I felt like even his voice was like a little bit hypnotic. Like he's, I guess he's really into meditation and
sure.
I was reading something where he actually had like a, they had a spiritual guide for a while that they had to cut ties with at one point. Oh.
Oh, Bryn.
You should have been playing that while Carlos was talking.
Yeah, it's nice to be around thoughtful people who stop for a second and come out with a thought as they'd like it to sound, as opposed to us, where we just fire it off. Fire!
There's definitely something to be said. And it was nice because it slowed us all down. Like, we all let him go at his pace and matched that.
It was funny. There was something he said that there was this silence. Like, you guys were, like, trying to absorb it.
Right.
And he had stopped for a moment. And so there was just this silence. Yeah. It was funny.
It was just like, it didn't feel like an unnatural pause.
You were just thinking what
like,
he just said.
Let me process
was like,
that.
Whoa.
I know. Sometimes it's hard to transition to something else when someone's getting that deep into, you know, the spiritual
full
stuff.
Full goosebumps while listening to Carlos. What a cool guy. Great interview. Best interview
good
ever.
Job,
you guys,
got
to have him back.
That was excellent.
And don't worry about the bad cable. It wasn't meant to be. And you got a great interview.
Yeah. That was embarrassing as hell, though. Funny, but embarrassing. Just ironic. Of course that happens to us.
Right. We had a backup, though, so let's leave it at that.
Yep.
Please, please, please thank Santana for the interview and you all for having him. Santana is an amazing person and inspirational. Mm. He just made a huge impact on me with his words. Thank you. It's interesting that he, for some reason, did something different at the AT&T show that we saw.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, though, he tore the roof. I mean, there's no roof, but, you know, if there were a roof.
Right. It would be gone.
Yeah, he
would
have blown it clean off.
That place would be a convertible.
He tore the, what's the grass called?
Turf.
Turf off.
Well, I'll tell you this. We left right after he played. We were worn out. We danced the whole time for an hour and whatever
Can't
he played.
Can't get better than that.
And it was like peak. All
I
right, good night,
Cindy,
everybody.
I showed Cindy your picture when you were talking about it, about your kid.
Yeah, I mean, that was that moment, and I swear, I've been trying to show... I mean, she loves, obviously, the Disney music. I can't do anything about it. I've tried so hard. Mm. But I've tried
Why? You love Disney.
I love Disney, but not the... Anyway, I want her to see Women That Rock. So I've been showing her the Go-Go's, and it was cool for her to see Cindy as a drummer, and... I'm hoping
Heart is next, by the way.
Heart is not
next. All their own
next.
Music early. They were the female Zeppelin before they sold out in the 80s.
What?
You heard me. So good.
What is that song? You're talking to me. Just sit down and try it. You're calling that Zeppelin? You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
That's Heart.
Keep singing. Dude,
Alone,
I'm telling you, they rock.
Is Heart?
Alone, I just said, in the 80s when they sold out, no. That got back together, put on the costumes of the 80s. No. I'm talking 70s Heart.
No Dog and Butterfly.
Lil' Queen.
Me.
Yes. Dog and Butterfly. No. It's a great song. Oh, my God.
Get Santana.
I'm gonna send it to your daughter.
Get
These are chicks who rock right here. Give her some Pat Benatar and some Heart. Yeah.
Get Santana and Franti together. So much positivity. You know,
I know.
Oh my, that
whole
would...
place might explode.
Uh-huh.
Franti actually made a post on his Facebook. If you follow him or if you don't, you should because he's great.
But Facebook or Instagram?
It was his Facebook. Mm-hmm. It may have been both, but I read it on Facebook where he's talking about how he used to deliver stuff here in the city, a bike messenger. And he talked about how...
Oh, I read that.
Did you read that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I didn't read it. What did he say?
It just was such a great post. If you can find it, you can...
It's pretty long, huh?
It's pretty long, yeah. But as I finished reading, it's just about how he's so grateful to be able to play music, and the people who come to his shows afford him the opportunity to make music for a living, and he's just tries so hard to give back to everyone who shows up and wants to meet him, and...
Because
it was just so genuine and real.
There was a picture of him just hugging the heck out of some dude.
Oh, yeah,
who just met him, wanted to meet him, and they were both so, like, you know, in love. You're in love with your rock star, and your rock star's in love with you as a person. As a person.
And he is, that's one thing about, there's just no pretending with him. Yeah. Like, I've never seen anyone who is so genuinely interested in everyone who comes into his range of vision. Like, he never rock stars or hands anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, he really cares.
He has his Soul Fest coming up September 23rd in Felton.
Yeah, right near my house.
Yeah.
I have the day off, so I'm able to watch The Looking Glass. Sarah looked so nervous before Santana, but now she's back to normal. Great interview.
Mm. I didn't think you guys were nervous at all.
I actually was more nervous for Cindy the week before.
You were?
A little bit, yeah. Hmm. I just didn't know how it would go. But when I found out that Carlos actually heard that and was like, oh, I'll go on that show. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh. I already felt at ease.
Well, she kept saying after the interview was done today how great this energy is here with all of us. I'm like, well, we've been together a long time. We really love each other. She's like, it shows. It really shows.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
510 says, I needed Carlos this morning. What a blessing. That was a defining moment for Alice 97.3. I can see Yuzi turning red as you get 3, 4, 5 minutes late. So hard to say bye to Carlos.
Of course, I'm looking at the clock and I'm like, okay,
What?
We can move things around. And, you know, I'm sure our boss, if he had a problem, he would have said so.
As one of the hosts of the show, I definitely thought as I'm watching the clock, like, can we hold this over through a break and somehow recapture that and go through the next hour? And I just was like,
I don't think so.
No, I really wanted to just keep going. Yeah. I didn't want to break his flow.
It won't work. And I wanted to hit his movie, and I'm glad we closed out with Bryn playing that song.
Right. I think we got to most everything we wanted to. And listen, now that that's out of the way, come on back, and we'll just chat about whatever, you know, whatever else. We'll play the little gong thing. And he can, you know, he'll take us through some meditation. We could all use that. We'll have him on like a Monday morning at 6 a.m., and now, meditation time with Carlos.
Meditation Monday.
Yeah, meditation Monday. I like it.
Just wanted you to know I'm having heart palpitations listening to this Santana interview.
Yeah.
Aww. I'm so glad people liked it. It's great.
I could listen to Carlos Santana talk all day. Yeah, it was really cool. That was a very cool peak moment for me in this job. Neat. I'm watching him just sort of pick up the guitar and he's just all...
starts noodling. And we can hear every third note.
Oh my God. Do you know who you are? Do I need to tell you
who
you
are? Have you met you? You're Carlos Santana.
Yeah, me all day.
He would tell you, you're not chopped liver.
What a wise and wonderful man. Amazing interview with Carlos. Thanks. All right, so on to the hate mail.
Oh.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, let's do some hate mail.
What did we do today that people hate it?
I used the pull-out method for 16 years only got pregnant when I wanted to.
Oh. If we were on The Secret Show, we could talk about the pre-exit stuff. That's the problem is that not everyone can do it.
That's extreme porno skill on your husband's part that he was able to do that all the time.
Because there's natural excitement that's happening throughout, and it's that's the scary stuff.
But it never happened to you.
It didn't.
In all those years of marriage, you never once used protection.
Nope. Well, weird.
You could have 10 kids right now. Or I guess you would have stopped him at that point and told him this is...
Yeah, 10's my limit.
I've fallen for that trick once.
Right. Right. And I did get an IUD later afterward because I was like...
You still have it?
I do. Not going to take any more chances, baby.
Yeah.
Well, are happening. I think I had a hot flash this weekend.
Oh,
it was so hot, it was hard to tell.
Yeah, you want it. You're actually, it seems like you're begging for it.
You know what? I just want it because I want to get it over with.
Mm. That's a ridiculous mentality
to have.
Keep
holding that off. My husband was saying, oh, aren't you glad you don't have the hot flashes anymore? Because I was just dying sitting there because it was so hot. I'm like, oh, God, I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't imagine.
So you're not having the hot flashes at all anymore?
Mm-mm.
And what's the thing
Knock
you're taking?
On wood. I don't know, some hormone. I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, you were telling us about it last week.
Yeah. Just, it's been working for me, but I know people were texting in saying, be careful with that. This,
well, the
that
list of sound of sound effects, of side effects.
Those too.
Yeah. God, that is a terrible side effect, that sound effect.
Yes.
Naked yoga, says 415.
Oh.
That's all.
That's their whole comment?
I think so.
Or they're just like, yay, naked yoga.
Naked yoga's neat.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever looked at that. I mean, you practically see it just at yoga. And I've seen dudes' balls before.
Oh, come on,
Sarah.
Well, I have.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, it's me? It's not the dude who just bent over in front of me with his... And there it is. I'm the one who's in trouble.
These are the airwaves Santana was just on. You just dirtied him up.
Oh.
Disgusting.
He knows better than to wear short shorts to yoga. I'll tell you that right now. Huh, Carlos? Colin, we miss you.
SF was 106 over the week. The heat wave was...
frightening.
That was some stuff.
Yeah. It didn't seem right.
Oh, by the way, there's one here that says, Sarah and her first world problem. Speaking of, the pictures of your yard, they look fantastic.
Oh, thank you very much.
I mean, we've heard all about the struggles
the ongoing,
of the...
right.
The,
what was
the
my
remodel.
First world problem in that one?
I have no idea. It doesn't say. It just says her first world problem. Listen,
I know exactly what it was.
What?
When you were saying that you and your family took 45 minutes to decide what to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, that is ridiculous.
Listen, we all got to have something to complain about. It doesn't matter what world you live in. You're bitching about something, guaranteed. And it's just really a competition about who's bitching is about the worst thing. You got to, you know, someone's bitching about their 45-minute search on Netflix, and then you got to be like, oh, yeah, well, my house just got flooded. Now I'm like, oh, great, so now my bitch is meaningless. Which, of course, it is. It's nice to complain. Feels good. Let off a little steam.
I don't like to call it complaining. It's more of venting.
Yeah. You know, if your life is all... you're so boring. The people who are like, oh, I don't complain about anything. Did you see those flowers on the way in today? Oh, beautiful.
Shut
bitch
up.
About them. I'm going to go complain about you somewhere.
Bryn is amazing, says Seven. I wasn't sure if you were done.
Well, I'm never sure either, Vinny.
Bryn is amazing. He is the only millennial I like.
Oh, Bryn, you're the best.
Bryn,
he's right on the
everyone.
Cusp, too. He's one of the older millennials.
Well,
that's
it's all
he's...
those things that Hooman was demanding. As he, Hooman,
thank you so
tired,
much.
You tired, Hooman? You're yawning.
Yeah, I didn't sleep well last night. No, I don't know what it was. I just couldn't sleep well last night.
It's the weekend and the heat. It's hard. I slept not at all last night.
Oh, really?
Did you get a good night's sleep?
No, but I never do on Sundays. That just doesn't happen.
How about on Monday night?
Monday might happen tonight. I think things... Oh, I mean,
or
whatever that
Tuesday,
was.
Yeah.
Sorry. Excuse
me! Same thing.
Yeah, excuse me.
I don't care what day of the week you come back to work. It feels like a Monday.
Right, well, that's...
Today's a Monday.
Was the point. Was right. The... Oh, also, I stayed up and ended up getting into Big Brother one more time and was like, it still stinks.
Yeah, I'm still watching it.
That Christmas, you know, I had such high hopes for her.
They're all so dumb.
I thought she was going to be the cool one, and she's just not. It's so unfortunate.
They're all awful. Paul's awful, and he's going to win, and he should win. If he doesn't win, it's ridiculous, because that dude is the puppet master.
He's running that show, the whole thing, and
brilliant.
Everybody's just letting him do it.
No one ever even questions. They all think they're in an alliance with him. I mean, it's outrageous. It's boring. It's super boring. They're actually putting in montages of Christmas working out. Like,
you know how they do those confessionals?
Yeah.
Does he ever go, these people?
Yeah.
He does.
Every single one. He's like, I'm totally running the show. I put all my puppets in action. Now I'm going to go have a puppet show.
I can't believe it. I told every person to bail out of the contest, and they did it.
Yeah.
He made everyone quit in the order that he wanted them to. And he even was giving them the sign, your turn, and they're jumping out.
Weird.
I watched that and just thought, I can't believe no one is hearing. Are they deaf too?
I guess. And Big Brother has to sit there and go, oh, so I guess this game that we took over the whole backyard and set up is not even, it didn't even get used one time. Because he, every round, as they'd set up each round, he'd make someone drop out. And then the round didn't get played.
Weird.
It's outrageous.
They're going to be so embarrassed when they look back.
Ugh.
Yeah, they are.
Mm. No, they're not. They're too stupid to say, well, that's just what I thought was happening. So,
turns out he wasn't on my side. Well,
I'm definitely, the only reason I saw it is because we had the day off. I'm off that show. I quit. Yep, it's horrible.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm
we got to break.
Watch it. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3 Serendipity.
Now repeat everything you just said.
Alice's morning show.
This is Carlos Santana's pick, everyone.
Yeah.
I want to get the Uzi.
Okay.
That's Carlos Santana's black coffee. It's half still. We should give that away also with the guitar.
No. The guitar. We'll save the pick with it, for it, whatever, together.
We should keep the pick, probably. We're always running out of them here.
We'll say this is an extra 500.
Oh, to throw the phone.
There you go. He played with that.
He did play with it.
That guitar he signed. Yay. I mean, he signed it, but he didn't play it.
Didn't he noodle on it a little in the other room?
Yeah, he did. I think he did. Yeah,
he noodled.
But it was
then
out there when he was
it.
In here. Yeah.
Yeah. So we are going to figure out a way to auction that.
Yeah.
Be listening for details. It's a gorgeous guitar. Mm-hmm. It's like gray and has the bird inlays on the fretboard.
And it's the brand that he reps them.
Oh,
PRS
okay.
is his brand.
Oh, good.
So they
Perfect.
Make the exclusive Carlos. I was telling you the other week ago that people come to town from other places.
Just to get his.
Well, they can
town.
Get his guitar anywhere, but they get it in San Francisco because that's where he's from.
It's just an excuse for a trip to San Francisco.
I guess so.
And they might see him at the music store. You never know.
He's got that. I guess the point is he's got big fans.
Yeah.
All over the world.
So thanks to Carlos Santana. He signed the guitar, and we'll auction that off for flood relief in Houston.
Right.
And hopefully we don't see a repeat of what happened there in Florida. And I guess it's the Northern Caribbean that's in for it with this Irma that's coming. So keep your eyes open for all that stuff. Have a great day. I hope you had a great long weekend. And we'll see you tomorrow on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.